Want access to search and listen to the entire webmasterradio.fm archive of over 1,500 podcasts commercial-free? Just become a webmasterradio.fm elite member for less than 99 cents a day. Otherwise, the last 60 days of content are on the house. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Hey, what's that sound coming from your computer?
That's the sound of me making money with referback.com. They've shown me how to... Referback.com showed me how to turn clicks on my existing site into cash. Referback gives you free banners, mailers, even your own personal account manager.
Oh, can they help me make money off my blog too?
Absolutely. Your websites, your blogs, they can all be making you money. You can even earn 50% commission on your first month. Put some into your website. Just visit referback.com.
Learning how to monetize your domains. $0. Listening to affiliate marketing tips on your iPod. $0. Getting the latest search news on your cell phone. $0. Listening to Dave N. talk about garlic breath. Well, worthless. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
The Web Marketing Association is now accepting entries for the 2008 Web Marketing Awards. The Web Marketing Awards recognizes the best websites from nearly 100 industries. Web Marketing Awards winners receive an image plaque, certificate of achievement, higher visibility for your company, valuable feedback from our expert judges, links to your site from the highly ranked Web Awards site, and a press release from PR Web. Visit www.webaward.org to nominate your company, site, or organization. Hurry, deadline for entries is May 31st, 2008. It's the Web Marketing Association's 12th Annual International Web Marketing Awards. Go to www.webaward.org. Sign up today. Find the webmasterradio.fm Web 2.0 watering hole and have a drink on us. Webmasterradio.fm is now on Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. Find us now on the webmasterradio.fm homepage.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Hey, everybody. We're on today. We have Byron in with us. We just celebrated his birthday today, and I have no doubt that after the world's biggest chocolate cake, Byron's probably bouncing off the walls in his office right now.
Wired as can be. I just chimed in. Welcome, everyone, to the show. Thanks for introducing us all, Mandy.
So how you feeling after that giant chocolate cake?
Thanks for the cake. Thanks for the sugar buzz. Thanks for... all everyone in the office did. We had a lot of fun today and told some funny stories as well about Life Tips, which were legendary and in good humor.
Yep.
But fun times and also serious topic today. Tell us a little bit about our guest today and why we should all be afraid of what's going on with our cell phone activity, Mandy.
Well, you know, I don't want to be an alarmist, but, you know, a lot of new studies are coming out that are suggesting that cell phones can lead to, wave technology coming through, coming right through the cell phone, right into your ear, which is actually the number one, it's the main entrance to the body through the ear. So, say you've got your cell phone attached to your ear all day, you've got a lot of, you know, radioactive waves going through. I don't know. I don't even know the technology. I sound like an idiot. But the guy that we have on today, he's wonderful. Shelley is going to be joining us today. He's an expert on cell phone technology, and he's got some very interesting new tips and facts on things that we're learning about the cell phone industry and some of the dangers that cell phones can pose, you know, beyond driving and using a cell phone at the same time. So, you know, Shelley's got some interesting insight into the cell phone world, cell phone technology today.
Well, this is timely, perhaps in a tragic way, with Ted Kennedy being diagnosed with a brain tumor. It'll be interesting to see if we if we have any correlation between, you know, cancer and, you know, brain cancer and cell phone activity, I mean, wouldn't you think we could be getting closer and closer to, you know, connecting the dots?
You would think. You would think. Absolutely. And there's a lot of studies that are coming out more recently that are suggesting that there is a direct correlation between brain cancer, tumors, and the use of cell phones. So, I mean, you know, we're not doctors. We haven't done a whole lot of research on this, but Shelley can offer some interesting insight that may, you know, that may wake us up to some of the new facts that are being kicked around.
Now, you dropped on my desk this rather funky wave shield.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, by the way.
We'll ask Shelley about that.
But that was your birthday present to me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
At least that's how I viewed it. But it's fits all phone style, soft, comfortable. It's a little cushion, and you put it over your area where you listen to the phone. Is that right? Listen.
Yep. You put it's this little itty bitty sticker that sticks right over the where you actually put the phone to your ear. So
yep.
I guess this wave shield is supposed to be the new technology in preventing any waves from going from the cell phone right into your head. That's what I got out of the brochure. So let's hope this works.
I am to carefully lift the shield off. I'm actually doing it right now. Here it goes.
Uh-huh.
So I have unstuck the shield. I am putting it over my phone. I've got to line it up. Okay. All right. Oops, it just fell off. I will sort out. Oh, I see. Okay. I take it off that piece of plastic. Okay, that was on the paper. Okay, I get it now.
Yeah, so you see it's like a All sticker, right. And it sticks right over the ear slot. And
I just
know,
did
I
it.
Found, I, you know, as a new consumer to this product, I found that I had to increase the volume of my phone a little bit just because it does.
Oh, really?
It does. Yeah, I think maybe you should increase the volume.
Yeah, like some half deaf anyway. That could be a problem. Well, it is now on my iPhone. And it says
it
the groovy wave shield on it.
Uh-huh.
And we'll ask Shelley all about this. Now, does Shelley make this product, or how does
Shelley
it work?
Yes, Shelley does make this product, yes.
Wow. That's hence the desire to be on the Fabulous Life Tip Show, to make the world a better place one ear at a time, I guess.
One ear at a time, yep.
Well, this is exciting. Well, let's get Shelley on the show. Let's take a little break first, and we'll come back with some interesting data on the wave shield and on Shelley Kalniski, I probably pronounced that wrong, the author of a cell phone, an authority on cell phone issues. We look forward to having Shelley on. Let's take a break, everybody. Back in a minute.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998 and formerly known as Joe Bucks, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan from the Daily Search Cast. You know, we love bringing you the news every day, and that's made possible by the sponsorship of BruceClay.com. They've just made Inc. Magazine's list of the fastest growing private businesses. They've exhibited and sponsored at my conferences from the very beginning. Bruce has got that long-standing search engine relationship chart, had been out there with the code of ethics, been a search engine expert in the field for ages. But did you know that Bruce Clay can do more than help you with just SEO? They can do PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding. Everything you need for success in the online marketplace, you can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years, offices worldwide, they've got answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Bruce Clay Incorporated.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome, everyone. We're back to the show with Shelley Kalniski. Hopefully I got the pronunciation right. Shelley, welcome.
Thank you very much. You do have the pronunciation right.
I can hear you pretty well, but feel free to speak up in case people are half deaf like
Certainly.
I am. Shelley, tell us a little bit about the snapshot of what's going on with the waves and cell phones and what the problems are.
Okay. Well, you mentioned Ted Kennedy, and my question is he left-handed? Because the tumor's on his side of his head, on the left side of his head. I'm getting 15, 20 reports of brain tumors a week now. This all started very briefly, a quick overview. I was watching ABC 2020 in the fall of 99. They did a segment on cell phone dangers. They showed testing from Europe that indicated the potential health risk. The cell industry denied there was a problem. They're still denying it today. It twigged my interest. I started looking at studies going back 10, 15 years, positive, negative, inconclusive. And then I found products that claimed to block radiation. I had companies send them to me, and they were all phonies. They had no valid testing. I call them phone decorations. You can buy them for 99 cents online. By pure luck, I found material in Asia that claimed to block radiation. I had them send me a large piece, and I tested it through a universal testing method used by the American Standard of Testing Materials, and the material blocked 99% of the radiation from penetrating the material. So I got the material, and in January of 2000, I created a product called the Wave Shield. Now, when a call comes in, it comes in off your antenna. Half the radiation goes back into space. The rest forms around the side of the head where you hold the phone against your ear and runs through the body of the phone. The Wave Shield does not block that radiation. What we are blocking, as Mandy said earlier, is the radiation that comes through the holes, the slit, the circle you listen through, that goes directly into the soft tissue of your inner ear where the nerves and blood cells are, because the ear is the highest absorption rate of radiation in the body, and most of the reports of tumors and health problems are directly behind the ear, not on the chin and forehead. So my focus in testing at a U.S. government-approved lab was only on the radiation going into your inner ear. And the shield I sent you, the Wave Shield, blocks up to 97% of that radiation. And people who are sensitive get heat, headache, fatigue, tingling, short-term memory loss. I get calls and emails after they put the Wave Shield on that their phone isn't hot, they're not getting headaches, and their hearing has improved. So I've been doing this now for 8.5 years. I have distributors all over the world. And when I discovered there was a lack of information in this country, I created a website called the Cell Phone Radiation News Bureau, cprnews.com. And if you go down and click on World News, I have posted over 150 studies on cell phone dangers. Not one is from the U.S. So this is what I do. And I talk to health groups about this. Children are at the greatest risk because their brain tissue is still developing, and they live on the phones. So it's big business, and you don't hear anything in the U.S. And the Ted Kennedy thing, my first question, as I said, is he left-handed? Because the tumor's on the left side.
I'm fascinated. I've been surfing the web desperately looking to try to learn that piece of information, even a photograph of him holding his cell phone in his left or his right hand. So we'll work as fast as we can behind the scenes here to see if we can find any imagery to conclude that. But so that sounded like a big piece of data. And I know you're selling a product in this space as well, and I want to try to learn a little bit about your background so I can just understand. Do you have a medical background? Or?
No, I'm not that. I'm an old high school phys ed teacher from Ottawa, Canada. But I've been in marketing, and I've been in the advertising agency business and research, etc., but I'm not an engineer. As I say, it all happened after I saw a show on ABC 2020. And I've just become so involved in this, I talk to health groups about this locally. I do a lot of radio talk shows and health issues because it's an important factor. And I'm hearing this every day. I was talking to a gentleman the other day, and we got talking, and when I told him about cell phone radiation, he said his wife is a real estate agent. She lives on the cell phone and the cordless phone, and she has a tumor behind her ear. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing this every day. A lady called me in her son's class, a 14-year-old heavy cell phone user, has a tumor behind his ear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the forecast by Dr. George Carlo, who really opened this all up, he worked for the cell industry. They gave him money to look into whether phones were safe. He found out they were not. He jumped ship, and he's become the strongest advocate against cell phones. He forecast by 2015, we're going to have up to 500,000 brain tumors a year from cell phones,